I'm Ezra Wall in our studios in La Crosse, and of course you are listening to Morning Edition on WPR News. It was 32 years ago, June of 1992, when the Uniroyal tire plant in Eau Claire shut down for good. It had been a stalwart of the western Wisconsin manufacturing landscape for some 75 years. More than 1,000 workers lost their jobs in the closure. A new documentary chronicles the Uniroyal departure. When Rubber Hit the Road combines the talents of multimedia producer Steve Dayton and author BJ Hollers. I recently talked to the pair of friends turned production partners, and we'll hear first from BJ, who talks about where the idea came from.
Well, you know, I've been in Eau Claire for about a dozen years now, and every once in a while I will drive by the old tire plant, which is now known as Banbury Place, kind of a multi-use purpose place. And I never really knew the story of it, you know, and I knew it was a huge part of our economy. I know when it closed, it disrupted our town, both culturally and economically, but I really wanted to learn more. And so Steve and I got to talking, and we decided to learn more and share a bit about what we learned.
You had to get that idea together. I know you independently kind of thought about the idea. What's the story behind how this team came together, BJ and Steve, working on When Rubber Hit the Road together?
Yeah, well, we'd been friends for a while, you know, and our families would often hang out in Steve's backyard. We'd have a little campfire in the back, and Steve and I would pitch each other creative ideas. Steve's more the filmmaker, I'm more the writer. And so one night, we were sitting by that fire, and we said, what about Uniroyal? What about one of the biggest economic stories in our community that's really never been told in quite the way we wanted to tell it? And so we, as a result of that, formed a company called Fireside Productions based off of those campfire talks. And then we got rolling. And over about an 18-month period, we interviewed everyone we could, and we put together a one-hour documentary.
And this happened in the really early 90s. How difficult was it to get in touch with people? I mean, I know a lot of them are still alive. Are they eager to talk about this?
There was definitely a lot of interest in telling the story of the people that are still around. They have a lot of pride in the work that they put into making tires and creating this community, and they were ready to share that story. Plus, we had multiple different sources from Chippewa Valley Museum here that did a great job of doing audio interviews in 1996. So we were able to use some of those for the documentary as well.
So what did you learn about the closure of Uniroyal? I think this might be sort of not ancient history, but at least somewhat distant history for people who are less intimately connected with it. What was going on at that time?
Well, we explore a lot about kind of Midwest Rust Belt towns, you know, and the closure of plants well beyond Eau Claire. You know, a lot of places in Wisconsin and beyond were faced with moments like this. But what was so compelling to us was the resiliency of the people. And so in addition to the facts and the figures, it's the stories of these people who found a way to change and adapt and continue to live their lives beyond the closing of a major chapter of their lives, which was a lifetime of work at an institution they thought they would probably retire from until, of course, that changed and they were forced to fundamentally alter their lives and find a new course forward.
And I think that's not just specific to Eau Claire. I mean, that's a Wisconsin story of even La Crosse rubber mills and the brewery, of people relying on these jobs, and then one day they're gone, and what do you do with yourself, and how does that affect your family?
What specifically was it that led to Uniroyal closing? I got to watch the trailer of this film, and it looked like that departure really took people by surprise.
You know, there's a lot of factors, and depending on who you talk to, you'll get a bit of a different answer. But there were a lot of reasons for the closure. One, it was a multi-level plant, and at that point, they preferred single-level plants. That's true today. It cost a lot of money to bring.
What do you mean, multi-level plant or single-level plant? Tell me what you mean by that.
Oh, sure. It's several stories high, and so vertically, you'd have to kind of move rubber up and down.
Oh, so it literally, well, you're not talking about like a corporate structure. It literally is just multiple stories
literally
to the building. Okay.
Correct. The building itself. So since it was one of the oldest buildings, it was built around 1917 originally. And so by then, several other plants had been built. They were more modern in a lot of ways. Shipping the materials to Eau Claire in the north when most of them were coming from the south, that cost extra money. There were a lot of reasons. You know, the radial tires, they had an overproduction of those. But the reality is the Eau Claire plant and the tire workers there were just knocking it out of the park. They were winning awards. They were doing more tires at less cost than many of the other plants. And so they felt like they had turned the corner. They felt like they had made it by way of their work ethic, which was why it was so devastating that despite all that, it still wasn't enough to save the plant.
Of the people that are featured in the film, is there someone's story that you find particularly moving?
my go-to is Jean Curtis, who was a former Uniroyal worker, and she has an amazing story about being pregnant while working there and what that was like for her. And then she also, when the during the closing, became kind of the poet of the factory and had some interesting things for there. So I really connect to Jean's story.
BJ, what about you?
You know, I'm really partial to Darrell Wecken. He was the last Local 19 union president, and he spent the final years of his term there desperately fighting for every employee and just whatever he could do to give their families a leg up, give them a bit more health insurance, give them a few more paychecks, help retrain them. He just fought tooth and nail. And because he was so busy fighting for everyone else, he almost forgot to take care of himself, you know, and his own family. And so just watching him give everything, every ounce of strength to the people he cared about in that factory, they admire and respect him so much to this day. And it was because how much he gave to them. And so it's just a powerful story of generosity and fighting for the people you share space with.
This company shut down and left town, but these were union jobs, as you say, which is supposed to come with a certain amount of protection to it. Were these workers given anything as their jobs were being taken away from them?
They really were. And that's part of the story we wanted to recognize. We were really committed to trying to tell a balanced story here. And we've been very fortunate to get feedback that confirms that, you know. And so despite some of the hardships of, yes, of course, this company left town, they did pick up the pensions and they did give about 2 years worth of benefits and other things to help retrain people, help people get back on their feet. And so that's something we just don't see a lot of today, you know. And so I think there's a lot of credit to be shared here, despite the hardship and the complexity that took place when the company shut down, when the factory shut down. They weren't completely abandoned. You know, there was some safety net thanks to folks like Darrell Wecken fighting for them.
BJ Hollers and Steve Dayton are the creative team behind When Rubber Hit the Road, a new documentary from Fireside Productions. There's a screening and a live question and answer period with Steve and BJ coming up tomorrow night at the Rivoli Theater in downtown La Crosse. More information about the film and about the screening is at firesideproductionsllc.com. Remember, if you have an idea about something in southwestern Wisconsin you think we should be talking about on Morning Edition, send it our way. The email address is southwest@wpr.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.